Wisdom is the lost property of the believer. Wisdom is the lost property of the believer. Wisdom is the lost property of the believer. The purse of wisdom. The purse of wisdom. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of Madani Channel, welcome to our new series called Pearls of Wisdom. In this program, we will discuss various topics from importance of Salah to virtues of reciting the Holy Quran to evil consequences of lying. We will also learn how to value your time. In this program, you will also learn how to spend your day-to-day life under the guidance of Islam. In this program, you will learn how to better yourself, the communities around you, how to improve your worldly life and the hereafter. Inshallah Azza wa Jal. Before moving towards my topic, let's listen to excellence of reciting Salat upon the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Ta'ala Alayhi wa Alihi wa Sallam. The beloved and blessed Rasul Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has said, Whoever recites Salat 100 times upon me, Allah Azza wa Jal writes between both of his eyes that he is free from hypocrisy and hellfire and will keep him with the martyrs on the day of judgment. Subhanallah. Kyun kahun bekas hoon main? Kyun kahun bebas hoon main? Tum ho, main tum par fida, tum pe karoron durood. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, before listening to the bayan, let's make good intention for attaining rewards. The beloved Rasul, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, has said, Niyatul mu'mini khayrun min amalihi. The intention of a believer is better than his action. Remember two things. Without a good intention, no reward is granted for a good deed. The more righteous intentions one makes, the greater reward he will attain. So make good intentions that you will listen to the bayan attentively. When you hear Sallu ala al-Habib, Tubu ilallah, Uskurullah, etc., reply loudly with the intention of gaining rewards. Also make the intention that you will note down the main points and implement them in your real life. Inshallah Azza wa Jal. This will lead to the betterment of your worldly life and the hereafter. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. After the introduction, let's start today's topic. The topic for today is importance of Salah. Sayyidina Amr bin Dinar, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, has said, A sister of a person died in Madinah Munawwara. So she was buried after funeral rites. When the brother reached home, he recalled that he had forgotten the bag of dirhams in the grave. He went to the grave with a person, removed the earth of the grave and found the bag. He then said to the one who was with him, You just get a little away so that I can see the condition of my sister. He removed a brick and saw that fire was blazing in the grave. He closed the grave and went to his mother and asked about his sister. The mother replied, Your sister used to offer Salah after the stipulated time of the Salah, and I think she also sometimes offered Salah without wudu. Further, she used to spy on the secrets of the neighbors outside their doors when they were resting. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani channel, here listen to a ruling that from this parable, it has been understood that it is a very grave sin to become lazy in offering salah, which may bring about torment in the grave. We should also offer 5 times salahs with enthusiasm in the masjid with jamaat, and should not become lazy at all in offering salah, because it is a sign of hypocrites. When hypocrites used to stand up for salah before believers, they used to stand up uninterestingly and lazily, because they had no faith in their heart through which they would get joy for worship. The hypocrites used to worship only to show off to people. In Ayah 142 of Surah An-Nisa, Part 5, Allah Azza wa Jal has stated about them, وَإِذَا قَامُوا إِلَى الصَّلَاةِ قَامُوا كُسَالَى. Translation from Kanzul Iman, and when they stand up for prayer, they do it unwillingly. Regarding this blessed ayah, it has been mentioned in Siratul Jinan, not offering salah or only offering salah in the presence of people, whereas not offering salah in privacy or offering salah with humility of heart and body in the presence of people and quickly in privacy, or getting into different thoughts during salah, not making any efforts to offer salah with full concentration, etc. All of these are signs of laziness. Alas, nowadays in our society, merely due to laziness, every day salahs are being missed, whereas the same laziness immediately turns into briskness for committing sins. There are some people who, if they miss one or few salahs, they do not offer salah for weeks, but rather for months. If any Islamic brother making any individual effort persuades them to offer salah, they respond, "Now, inshallah, azza wa jal, I will start offering salah from the next Friday, or I will start offering salah regularly from the month of Ramadan." Thus, they acknowledge openly, without any shame or hesitation, that they will continue to commit this grave sin of offering salah until Friday of the sacred month of blessed Ramadan. Undoubtedly, all these are the disasters of having no fear of Allah Azza wa Jal and no yearning for worship. Otherwise, one who is overpowered by the fear of Allah Azza wa Jal and has yearning for worship offers salah regularly at all costs and refrains from the disobedience of Allah Azza wa Jal. Remember, missing salah deliberately is a sin and an act leading to hell. In Ayah 59 of Surah Maryam, Part 16, Allah Azza wa Jal has stated, فَخَلَفَ مِن بَعْدِهِمْ خَلْفٌ أَضَاعُوا الصَّلَاةَ وَاتَّبَعُوا الشَّهَوَاتِ فَسَوْفَ يَلْقَوْنَ غَيَّا. Translation from Kanzul Iman, and after them came the unworthy successors who squandered prayer and pursued their own desires. So they will soon encounter the forest of Ghay in hell. Dear viewers of Madani channel, Ghay has been mentioned in the above blessed ayah. It means a valley in hell. Sadr al-Sharia Mufti Muhammad Amjad Ali Azmi Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi has stated, Ghay is a valley in the hell which is the most deepest and the most heated one. It has a well named Hab-Hab. When the fire of the hell is about to extinguish, Allah Azza wa Jal opens this well, due to which the fire of the hell blazes as usual. This well is for those who do not offer salah, adulterers, drinkers, usurers, and for those who cause trouble to their parents. Dear viewers of Madani channel, have you listened that there is a valley in the hell named Ghay, which is the deepest and the most heated one, and when the fire of the hell is about to extinguish, the valley is opened, due to which the fire of the hell begins to blaze again. Just ponder, when a person who does not offer salah will be put into this dangerous valley. What would happen to him? Allahu Akbar. Remember, hell is the manifestation of Allah's anger and wrath. The way His mercy and blessings have no end and beyond human intellect and comprehension. Similarly, there is no end of the anger and wrath of Allah Azza wa Jal. All worldly sufferings and tortures are extremely light as compared to the pains and torments of the hell. If only one person suffers from all the diseases and calamities of the world, even then his suffering cannot become equal to the lightest torment of the hell. Let's listen to the blessed saying of the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam about the lightest punishment of hell. The person who will be given the lightest torment of the hell will be made to wear the shoes of fire, due to which his brain will boil as the copper pot boils. He will feel that he is being tormented the most, though he is being made to suffer the lightest torment. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, fear the torment of hell. Have mercy on your weak bodies. Get rid of laziness, and while protecting yourself from sins, start offering salah. It is extremely sad that we miss salah due to being occupied with useless talks and activities and do not realize that we are constantly disobeying Allah Azza wa Jal. Allah Azza wa Jal is bestowing lots of blessings upon us day and night without our asking, but we do not offer salah only 5 times in His court in the whole day. Alas, we recite Aurad and Wazaif, various invocations told by people in order to protect ourselves from worldly diseases, worries and troubles, but do not comply even one time with the command of our Creator, Allah Azza wa Jal, who has commanded us to offer salah hundreds of times in the Holy Quran. Alas, despite having heard about the torments of the grave, terrors of the hell, and horrors of the Day of Judgment, we are still heedless. Remember, 5 times salah is obligatory for every adult and sane Muslim man and woman. The one who does not consider salah to be obligatory is out of Islam, though his name and other acts are like Muslims. The person who considers salah to be obligatory but misses even one salah deliberately is an extreme transgressor, sinner, and deserver of the torment of the hell. Ala Hazrat, Imam of Ahlus Sunnah, Maulana Imam Ahmad Raza Khan, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi, has said, "The one who deliberately misses a single salah deserves to be in hell for 1,000 years until he repents and does its qaza." Dear viewers of Madani Channel, just imagine when a person has to remain in the hell for thousands of years for only deliberately missing one salah. So the person who deliberately misses all the salah which are to be offered throughout the day, or rather, he does not offer salah at all, remember, so how severe torment he will deserve. Remember, even Shaitan himself seeks protection from the one who deliberately misses salah. It has been narrated that a person was going somewhere in a jungle. Shaitan also accompanied him. He did not offer a single salah throughout the day. And the night fell. Shaitan started escaping from him. Surprised, the person asked him as to why he was escaping. So the Shaitan replied, "I only refused to perform sajda before Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam once throughout my life, so I was accursed, and today you have missed all 5 salahs. I am feeling scared lest wrath befall upon you and I also become its victim." Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani channel, we should also offer all five salahs with jama'at in the first row regularly. Let's listen to some warnings for not offering salah in order to frighten ourselves from the torment of Allah Azza wa Jal and to form the habit of offering salah. Number one, Sayyidina Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala anhu has said, my Khalil sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam advised me, do not make anyone the partner of Allah Azza wa Jal, even though you have been cut into pieces or burnt. Do not deliberately miss obligatory salah, because the one who deliberately misses salah, protection is lifted from him. And do not drink wine at all, because it is the root of every evil. Number two, the one who misses salah will meet Allah Azza wa Jal in the state that he will have his wrath upon him. Number three, the one who misses salah decreases his family and wealth. Number four, the one who deliberately misses salah is undoubtedly out of the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal. Mufti Ahmed Yar Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi has stated, the person who does not offer salah is not protected by Allah Azza wa Jal. By the virtue of salah, a person is protected from disasters in the world, loss of faith at the time of death, being unsuccessful in the test of the grave and the calamities of the day of judgment. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani channel, on the day of judgment, first of all, a person will be asked a question about his salah. Allama Abdul Rauf Manawi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi has stated about the blessed hadith, undoubtedly, salah is a sign of faith and an important act of worship. A person came to the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam and asked a question about the best deed three times. So the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam replied the same thing three times, that salah is the best deed. Dear viewers of Madani channel, it has become obvious that salah is a very important act of worship which has been commanded to offer regularly in the Holy Quran. Therefore, we should not only offer salah with jamaat in the first row with takbir-e-ula regularly, but also we should take our sensible children with us to the masjid. Remember, if we offer salah regularly and take our sensible children to the masjid, they will be inclined to offer salah from their childhood and they will get used to offering salah when they become grown up, because if something is stuck in children's minds from their childhood, naturally it becomes stronger in their mind when they become grown-ups. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. There are favors for salah offering people, and good news of paradise and forgiveness are being given to them. Great persuasion, great importance of salah have also been stated in blessed ahadith. The beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has stated, Allah Azza wa Jal has made five salahs obligatory. The person who performs wudu for them properly and offers them at their fixed times and performs their ruku and sujood with presence of the heart, so it is at the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal that He Azza wa Jal will forgive him. And the one who does not perform them, so Allah Azza wa Jal has no reward for him. He may forgive him or torment him. The fortunate Islamic brothers who offer five time daily salahs, all of their sins are wiped out. As the blessed Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has said, if any of you has a stream in his courtyard and he takes bath daily five times in it, so will there be any dirt left on him? People humbly replied, No. The blessed Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam then said, Salah washes away the sins as water washes away the dirt. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, the fortunate Islamic brothers who offer all five times salahs, by virtue of its blessing, Allah Azza wa Jal bestows cure upon them from diseases. Nowadays, such new diseases are affecting people, the names of which have never been heard before. Despite spending hundreds and thousands of rupees, these diseases are spreading. Acting upon the sayings of Allah Azza wa Jal and His beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, if we offer salah regularly, so inshallah Azza wa Jal, we can attain salvation from the diseases. The beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has said, undoubtedly salah has cure. Therefore, we should not only offer salah ourselves regularly, whether we are ill or healthy, but we should also make our family members offer salah regularly. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, today we have heard a speech about the importance of salah, urging people repeatedly to establish salah in glorious Quran and blessed ahadith lay great emphasis on its importance. Salah carries enormous worldly and hereafter benefits. Cure of diseases lies in salah. Salah prevents one from evil acts. Salah wipes out sins. Salah brings blessings in sustenance. So make a habit to perform five times daily salah with jamaat, because this salah will act as a shield for you in the grave and in the hereafter. Insha'Allah Azza wa Jal. May Allah Azza wa Jal grant us the privilege to perform five times daily salah with jamaat in the first row. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Wisdom is the last property of the believer. Wisdom is the last property of the believer. Wisdom is the last property of the believer. The